Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Week 12 waiver wire targets next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers, here with Dan Schneier to talk about some of the top waiver wire targets for Week 12. But first, let's talk about Monday Night Football, where the Cardinals were blown out by the 49ers. 49ers kind of looked like this was the blueprint. Right. This was the game that like the 49ers offense, if Kyle Shanahan was going to draw it up, this is probably what he had in mind. They scored 38 points. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 29 times for 228 yards and four touchdowns. And the first question I want to ask is, with what is probably the best skill player group in the NFL catching his passes and certainly the best after the catch group in the NFL. I don't think there's any question about that. Is Jimmy Garoppolo a top 12 quarterback? He's got multiple touchdowns in five of his last six games, and quarterback isn't what it used to be. You know, only six quarterbacks are averaging more than 22.8 points per game right now. That is the lowest number since 2017. So am I starting Jimmy Garoppolo the rest of the way?
I think you can make a case for it because, like you said, there isn't the floor, isn't the same floor level quarterback, 10 through 12 that we used to have. The ability to stream on a week-to-week basis isn't there. So you take a guy here who obviously doesn't have the rushing floor, so there's no Konami code here with Jimmy Garoppolo, but he does have, like you said, the best group of after-the-catch weapons, and it feels like they're really starting to settle into that offense with McCaffrey in there. He had seven receptions tonight. It was a huge piece of that passing game. And so with Ayuk, who I think is one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL, Samuel, McCaffrey, Kittle, it's hard to make a case that he can't. Those weapons aren't enough to put him in that back-end QB1 range.
I mean, you can legitimately make a case that Samuel, Kittle, and McCaffrey are all the best ball-in-their-hands playmakers at their positions in the NFL. It's kind of nuts that this team has all these guys together. Maybe not, they're not all number one, but they're certainly all in the discussion. I will say, though, Christian McCaffrey had another solid game. That's two solid games in a row, right around 17 to 18 PPR points. You'll take that from your RB1 every week. But it's not the RB1 production. And he's given up, more. Elijah Mitchell has more carries than Christian McCaffrey in both of the two games they've played with each other. Is McCaffrey more like a mid to low range RB1 with this 49ers team?
I think so, but I still think there could be those explosive splash weeks as we saw like with his first game there. Because you notice in the first half, McCaffrey was getting most of the touches, most of the snaps. Yeah. And then at halftime, Kyle Shanahan's like, oh, yeah, we got to find a way to get Mitchell the ball. Well, Mitchell is kind of their closer back. So if the game script do work out like they did tonight with the Niners taking these huge leads and winning games by a lot, well, that is not great news for McCaffrey. So you're really hoping for them to be in games moving forward down the stretch run. So even when they are, there's still a lot of weapons to go around. You saw tonight, Kittle had a couple TDs. Ayuk also had a pair of TDs. So I think it's fair to put him in closer to that back end range just because he's not getting the volume of a traditional RB1.
All right, we'll move on to the top waiver wire targets for week 12. But first, a couple of injury updates. Kyle Pitts was placed on IR with a knee sprain. I guess the weekly teeth gnashing about Kyle Pitts being disappointing, we can put that to rest for at least the next 4 weeks. And frankly,
I don't know how I'm going to help myself from not drafting him next year all the time, Chris. I have to figure this out.
He's going to be a top five tight end for me next year. And
I have to figure out how to avoid overhyping.
Just preparing myself for more pain again, but that's fine. Justin Fields, this was an interesting one. He's day-to-day after dislocating his non-throwing shoulder. However, Matt Eberflus was also asked whether it was a season-ending injury, and he would not rule that out.
Right.
So I guess the timetable is 24 hours to 6 months for Justin Fields with this injury. It's frustrating. There are not a lot of good options on the waiver wire. I think Kenny Pickett might be my highest ranked quarterback who's widely available. So not going to find your starting quarterback, at least not one you feel good about on the waiver wire. But here's some guys you might feel good about on the waiver wire. These are Jamie Eisenberg's top waiver wire targets for week 12. And if you want the full breakdown, make sure you listen to the full episode of Fantasy Football Today. Samaje Perine, Latavius Murray, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Treylon Burks, and Greg Dortch. But I want to focus on Latavius Murray because the Broncos, one, they waived Melvin Gordon on Monday, and we learned that Chase Edmonds suffered a high ankle sprain on Monday. So they are down to Latavius Murray, and I learned today they have Marlon Mack on their roster, which I guess makes sense. They have every like RB2 from the 2018 NFL season on their roster. I'm viewing Latavius Murray as more like a low-end RB2 for week 12 and beyond, but what are your thoughts? What could he do?
At best, a low-end RB2. We saw what should have been a great game script for him last week and all the Denver running backs. We saw what should have been a get-right game for the Denver offense, and what happened? They moved the ball in the first half and couldn't move it at all in the second half with defensive second-half adjustments by the Raiders. That's the best defense left. That's the best matchup left on their schedule, so I'm not high on an offense I don't see moving the ball the rest of the season.
Yeah, they got Carolina this week. It could be a situation where they can run the clock out, but this Broncos offense is dead last in the NFL in scoring, which is just astounding. So I don't know. Russell Wilson has thrown 8.1 passes to running backs this season per game. If Latavius Murray surprisingly gets a bigger passing game than passing game role than he's had, I could see him, you know, being a top 15-ish RB, but in this offense, it's hard to get excited about a guy who's not necessarily a special skill at this point in his career. So that's going to do it for FFT and 5. Again, make sure you listen to the full episode of Fantasy Football Today to get more of a breakdown on the waiver wire targets for week 12. For Dan Schneier, I'm Chris Towers. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.